This is Ted Kennedy. Recent oversight hearings in Congress raise fresh doubts about the administration's commitment to effective enforcement of our mine safety laws. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, coal mining may be the most dangerous job on earth. Those who make their living below ground deserve to have confidence that their working conditions are as safe as possible. We know how to prevent death, injury, and disease in the mines, Bob. And we also know that the mining industry is often all too willing to cut corners on mine safety. Senate oversight hearings this fall turned up serious lapses by the administration in enforcing the safety laws. Key safety officials tried to sidetrack criminal investigations of industry. They've watered down safety regulations, sided with industry against miners on tougher safety rules, and dragged their heels on health standards. I know you're all for deregulation, Bob, but can't we agree deregulating coal mine safety is wrong and it's got to stop?
Ted, safety should never be a candidate for shortcuts. There's some risk in every job. But we learned many years ago that there are things the government can do to protect the well-being of the public. And that's especially true with a dangerous occupation like mining. But you shouldn't go around throwing out random accusations. Mines are dangerous, but they have to be operated because jobs for Americans are at stake. And the same goes for a lot of high-risk occupations. What gets me about you, Ted, is that you have to be so holier-than-thou about everything. Everyone favors mine safety, and everyone wants Americans to have jobs. The question is how to strike a balance between those needs with reasonable regulation. Not who can preach the most about safety in the workplace. This is Senator Bob Dole. The new Democrat Congress is up to the same old tricks, saying yes to tax increases. Can Ted Kennedy resist the temptation? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.